Be seated. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Doesn't it feel good to say that? After these 40 days of Lent, after this long evening, we've finally arrived at the moment when we get to celebrate Christ's resurrection. Every year, this moment is a new beginning. But it's not the only new beginning of the evening, is it? We started this evening by lighting the new fire, representing the light of Christ. Four of our members just experienced a new beginning, a big new beginning, in the sacrament of baptism. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to celebrate the sacrament of communion together, remembering in a very tangible, bodily way, Christ's death and resurrection, a new beginning for each of us. So every year, we gather on this night, and we do these things. We do the same things. We tell the same stories. We hear the same prayers. We sing the same songs. We repeat the same actions. And while we might do some things a little differently, we might change the way we hear those stories, or where we sit, or how we move through the space, but the heart of what we do, the ritual, it doesn't change. The meaning of what we do doesn't change. Some of you may be hearing these stories for the very first time tonight, and some of you have heard them dozens and dozens of times already in your life. And the stories don't change much, regardless of how we tell them, or what translation we use, what language we offer, the stories themselves remain. But we change. Every time that we come back to these stories, we're different. We've aged. We have lived. We've experienced joy and sadness and trauma and peace and despair and hope and emptiness and delight, and all the things that go into being human. And we're changed by them. And we return to these stories again and again to remind ourselves that God is part of this human experience, from ages past to this very moment to the times yet to come. So we've heard many stories tonight. Stories of God's saving deeds in history, how God has saved us. These are some of the stories of how the people of God met God through the ages, where they saw God, how they heard God, times when the presence of God was made real to the people. But these stories that we heard, they're not just a history lesson or a museum display. Just as the reason we are gathered here tonight is not just to remember and celebrate something that happened in the past. This great epic story of God's saving deeds is not over yet. Jesus' resurrection is not the end of the story. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning for us every time we remember and celebrate. The story we just heard about Mary and Salome, who went to Jesus' tomb. And this version of the story ends by telling us that they were terrified and they told no one. And no wonder they were terrified. Resurrection is not something we readily understand in the best of circumstances. And these women had just been through a traumatic experience, and now there was an angel telling them Jesus was alive when they had seen him die. And the women were supposed to tell the disciples what was going on, and instead they told no one because they were afraid. And I imagine that they didn't even know what to say. How could they even talk about this experience? But we know that they eventually did tell, because we are repeating this story again tonight. Eventually, they overcame their fear and they told the next part of the story. They told their part of the story. And now it's our turn. It is our time to create the next part of the story and then to tell it. So what is the story that we today are making? What is the story that you are making? How does Jesus' resurrection play out in that story? Jesus spent a lot of time telling and showing us how to live. And that way is in love. It's walking in love with God. It's loving our neighbor. It's knowing that we are each one of us a beloved child of God. It's an extravagant love that Jesus shows us and tells us to emulate. Jesus' acts of love and forgiveness from the cross and the mystery, that profound mystery of his resurrection, has freed us. We're not required to understand this mystery in order to believe it or to live into its promises. I'm not sure we really can understand it, but I believe that the mystery of it is beautiful. If we consider the mystery of that resurrection, of Christ's resurrection, in light of the stories that we've heard tonight, we can say that we are named as one of God's beloved creations. We are given new life in the floodwaters of baptism. We are freed from slavery to sin. We are given a new spirit of life in our dry bones. We are freed from the exile of not knowing if God really accepts us. We are part of the great family and part of the story being made right now. Each of us, beloved of God, no matter who we are or how we change. So what part of the story are you making? What part of the story am I making? How are we living out in our daily lives the words and the actions of the baptismal covenant that we just spoke together? Christ is risen, and we are freed to live in the mystery and to continue God's story of extravagant love. Amen. And alleluia.